弟兄姐妹早。
It's good to be here again.
我们很高兴又可以在弟兄姐妹一起。
It's been a while.
已经很久没有在一起了。
I was originally scheduled to come at the end of December.
我本来是十二月底的时候应该来这里。
So I had prepared a message on the love of God at that moment.
我在那个时候就预备了一个神的爱的信息。
So I was concerned that this time when I came back, if it was still the same thing.
所以我在担心这次我来到你们当中是不是还会是一样的。
But clearly the Lord wanted me to share the message at this time.
可是很清楚的主让我就是分享同样的信息。
But the other challenge is you've heard so many messages on the love of God.
可是有一个挑战就是大家已经听到许多关于神的爱的一些讲章。
Maybe you're all experts already.
或许你们已经非常的熟悉。
So may the Lord have mercy.
所以愿意神有怜悯。
Sometimes we need to hear his word multiple times.
有的时候我们需要多次的听他的话语。
And may it really sink in and may he speak to our hearts.
让这些话语能够深深的入我们的心。
Can we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5?
我们翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二节。
For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night.
因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。
And then verse 8 and 9.
然后第八跟第九节。
But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
对，我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
Let us start with the word of prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you do all things right.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为凡事你都做的都为善。
And Lord, you cause all things to work together for good to those who are called according to your purpose.
主，你叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And Lord, we trust even this morning you have arranged it for us to share a certain word at this time.
主，我们今天早晨我们真是相信你已经预备了一些话语要向我们说。
And Lord, we do ask that you may give us an open heaven.
我们真是求主向我们把天打开。
Lord, we ask for an anointing for the speaking and the translating in all of our hearing.
我们真是求主恩膏那说的、翻译的和听的。
Lord, may we understand your word.
让我们可以理解你的话。
Then may we be able to respond to your word.
我们也能够回应你的话。
Lord,It is so easy for us to grow complacent because we think we've heard it before.
主，我们的心何等容易就会傲大，因为我们已经听过了。
But Lord, we do ask for a soft heart and soft soil that your word can land and bear fruit.
我们真是求主赐给我们心里有一个好土，让你的话语真是可以生根。
So we entrust this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间交在你手中。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. Now we read about the admonition from Paul that the Lord's coming is soon.
我们听见了保罗的劝勉，说主的时间来临的时间近了。
And that he will come like a thief in the night.
他来的日子好像夜间的贼一样。
And his admonition to us that we are to be alert.
所以他是劝勉我们应当要谨守。
And then the question was, how do we practically be ready for his coming?
所以问题就是我们要如何很实际的能够预备他的来临。
So he said, since we are of the day in verse 9, let us be sober.
所以他第九节说，让我们都能够谨守。
Having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
我们把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
So Paul tried to articulate very clearly how are we to prepare for his coming.
所以保罗他非常清楚地跟我们说我们如何预备好他的来临。
And he said to first put on the breastplate of faith and love.
他第一就是把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸。
And the reason why you wear a breastplate.
把你戴这个护心镜的原因呢
？Because it's to protect your heart.
你就是要保护你的心脏。
So on the one hand, we need to keep our hearts.
所以有一方面我们要保守我们的心。
In order to keep our hearts, we need to put on the breastplate of faith and of love.
所以为了要保守你的心，我们就戴上了信和爱的护心镜。
On the other hand, as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
然后另一面就是得救的盼望当作头盔。
Now you need a helmet to protect the head.
你需要一个头盔保护你的头。
The other thing we need to protect is our head.
因为我们需要保护我们的头。
Now, in order for us to understand what is it that we are fighting for,
我们为了要理解我们到底是在为什么
？What are we attaining to?
我们要能够得着什么
？We need to have an understanding of what our hope of salvation is.
我们愿意我们需要认识到我们的得救的盼望是什么
？Because in verse 9 says, God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为第九节说，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
But brothers and sisters, Paul here is not just talking about deliverance from our sins.
保罗在这里不是单单讲到我们从罪里面被得救。
Paul talks about this obtaining salvation in the future tense.
保罗在这里讲到这个救恩是一个未来式的。
This has to do with God's eternal purpose.
这个关乎于神永远的旨意。
It's not just the salvation of our spirit.
不是单单我们灵的得救。
Not just the salvation of our soul.
不单单我们魂的得救。
But also the salvation of our body.
也是我们身体的得救。
Now, it's not just that we have been justified by faith.
不是我们单单因信称义。
We need to be sanctified by faith.
我们需要因信成圣。
And we are to be glorified by faith.
我们需要因信得荣耀。
But so we here read that Paul is talking about the process that the Lord is doing, the work in each one of our lives.
所以保罗在讲，就是主在我们每一个人生命里面做的事。
Yes, we need to have that hope of salvation.
是的，我们需要那得救的盼望。
Now, the hope is that one day we will become like Christ.
那个盼望就是有一天我们会像基督一样。
One day we will become mature.
有一天我们会成熟。
One day we will be glorified.
有一天我们会得荣耀。
One day we can reign with Christ.
有一天我们与基督一同作王。
That is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
And so that is that the helmet.
所以那个就是我们的头盔。
We need to keep that light that should delegate our whole lives.
所以这个能够管制我们的一生。
That should be what drives our purpose in life.
所以这个会叫我们的生命里面的一个目的能够向前。
You know that when Paul saw that heavenly vision, you know that delegated the rest of his life.
你知道当保罗看到了那天上的异象。他完全支配了他的一生。
So that is the wonderful hope.
这就是美好的盼望。
But then, how about today?
可是今天如何呢？
Now, on the one hand, we need faith.
一方面我们需要信心。
Now, hope is something that I am striving to.
信心是我们向那个方向前去。
Faith is what am I to do today?
信心是我今天应当做什么。
So we are to live by faith every day.
所以我们每一天都应该靠信心而活。
Now faith is the substantiation of things hoped for.
信心是呢未见之事的实地。
And then in Romans, Paul tells us that faith comes from hearing, and that by the word of Christ.
在罗马书里头，保罗说，这个信心是从，是听到来，听到是从神的话来的。
And that word is rhema.
那个话是 rhema， 就是活的。
It's the living word.
是活的话。
It's the personal word.
是一个个人的话。
And we know that word will carry us every day.
那个话语会每一天拖住我们。
But then, here is another aspect, which is the breastplate of love.
可是这里有另一方面，就是呢，爱的护心镜。
And so here you see, you talk about faith, hope, and you also talk about love.
所以在这里我们讲到信，讲到 盼望也讲到爱。
But we know that of these three, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, but now faith, hope, love, abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
哥林多前书三章十三节，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Now, we know that according to the Bible, it's the most important part.
根据圣经，这是最重要的。
But it is probably also the most difficult.
可是大概也是最困难的。
Because on the one hand, when we have faith in God.
因为一方面我们有信心，我们是对神有信心。
Now, when we have hope in what He is going to do.
我们有盼望，是我们有盼望神要做什么。
Now, however, when you come talk about love,
可是当我们讲到爱的时候,
on the one hand, we need to love God,
一方面我们要爱神,
but we also need to love one another.
我们也需要彼此相爱。
So that's why it's hard.
所以这是困难的。
Not just hard,
不单单是困难,
but we know there is a warning.
我们知道有一个警告,
that if somehow we lose our love,
好像如果我们丧失了这个爱。
In Revelation 2, verse 4 to 6.
在启示录的第二章第四节。
And I'm sure you're all very familiar with this.
我相信你们大家都熟悉这个经节。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first, or else I'm coming to you.And will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱。
And we know that that is the most basic thing.In our relationship with Him,
我们知道这个是我们跟神关系里面最基础的。
And in our relationship with one another,
和我们与彼此的关系。
Now, when there is no love in the church,
如果在教会里头没有爱，
there is no testimony,
就没有任何的见证。
Just like whenever there is no love in a marriage,
就像在一个婚姻当中如果没有爱，
there is no testimony,
就没有一个见证。
Now, when there is love,
当有爱的时候
A family is like heaven on earth.
一个家庭好像是天如天在地一样
When there is no love.
如果没有爱的话
A family is like hell on earth.
一个家庭就像是在地上的地狱
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹
So we see how important love is.
我们看见爱是何等重要
So then the question is.
所以问题呢
We need to go back.
我们需要回去。
Say, what is love defined in the Bible?
圣经是如何来定义这个爱呢
？How are we to maintain the first love?
我们应当如何保持那一个起初的爱心
？For God and for one another.
为着神也为着彼此。
Now, this matter of this concept of first mention is very important in the Bible.
在圣经里头第一次提到的字非常重要。
Whenever the Bible mentions that word for the first time, you can drawmuch light from it.
在圣经里面他第一次提的用的那个字你可以学到很多东西。
So the first time the word love occurs in the Bible is Genesis 22.
所以圣经里头第一次提到爱是在创世纪的第22章。
Verse 1 to 2.
第一跟第二节。
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said,Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”
So you see the context where this word love first appears.
所以我们看见这个地方第一次提到爱
was when God tested Abraham.
就是当神试验亚伯拉罕
And he said, take your son.
他说拿着你的儿子
Now we know this son came after many years.
我们知道已经过了好多年他才得到这个儿子
Now Abraham was very old already.
这时候亚伯拉罕已经年迈了。
And finally he got a son.
他终于得到一个儿子。
But now God said, take your only son whom you love, Isaac, go to Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering.
神说你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，到摩利亚地去来献，把他献为燔祭。
And we know the story, Abraham was about to offer him and God sent a substitute.
我们记得那个时候亚伯拉罕他已经要献这个以撒为燔祭，然后神就预备了一个代替的。
But here we see the picture of a father loving the son.
我们在这里看到一个图画，是父亲爱儿子。
The father loving his only begotten son.
那个父爱他的独生子。
So just like the father loved his beloved son.
所以就像是父爱他的独生子。
So that's the first time the word love appears.
所以这是圣经第一次说到爱。
Now the second time the word love appears is in Genesis 24.
然后第二次爱被提到是在创世纪的二十四章。
And verse 67.
六十七节。
Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. Thus Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。
Now here is the story of Isaac loving Rebecca.
这里故事是以撒爱利百加。
Now again, we have a picture of Christ loving the church.
我们就看到一幅图画是基督爱教会。
So these are the two anchor points.
所以这是两个重点。
God loves his beloved son.
神爱他的独生子。
But then also that Christ loves the church.
然后基督他也爱教会。
Now that is the standard.
这就是一个标准。
That's where the love should emanate from.
这就是从这里那个爱能够发出。
Now when we talk about love,
我们讲爱的时候，
the gospel that mentions the word love the most is the gospel of John.
那本提到爱最多的福音书就是约翰福音。
And now in the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音里头,
there's a unique word that John uses.
约翰他用一个很特殊的字。
So through the Holy Spirit, John used this word bosom.
所以借着圣灵，约翰用一个就是怀里的怀。
This word only appears twice, also in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里头提了两次。
First is in John chapter 1 verse 18.
第一次是在约翰福音第一章十八节。
John chapter 1 verse 18.
约翰福音第一章的十八节。
No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God who's in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
从来没有人看见神。只有父在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So we know our Lord Jesus was in the bosom of the Father.
所以我们知道我们的主耶稣他在父的怀里。
No one has seen God before.
在之前没有人见过神。
But now our Lord Jesus was the Word that became flesh.
可是现在我们主耶稣他是那道成肉身。
And the Lord said, if you see me, you've seen the Father.
所以主说，如果你看见我，就是看见了父。
But we're reminded that our Lord Jesus was in the bosom of the Father.
可是我们被提醒，我们的主耶稣他在父的怀里。
Now he had to leave his father's bosom.
他需要离开他父的怀里。
Because God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
And gave his only begotten son.
甚至把他的独生子赐给他。
So you see the love of the father for his son.
所以我们看见那父对他的儿子的爱。
But the word bosom appears again in John chapter 13 verse 23.
可是在这个怀里另外一个地方，它也出现在第十三章二十三节。
There was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
Now we know that in those days, people would recline to eat.
我们知道那个时候他们吃饭的时候都是靠在桌上。
So they would lean on their left.Shoulder.
所以他们就靠在左臂。
And they would eat with their right hand.
然后用他们的右手吃饭。
And so we know that John was leaning on the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们知道约翰他就是靠在耶稣的怀里。
And so we know that the Lord Jesus was in the second position. So in those days, the host always took the second position. So John was in the first position. So he was in the bosom of the Lord Jesus. Now who was to the left of the Lord Jesus? It was Judas. So the Lord Jesus' bosom was in Judas. But in any case, John described that he was the one whom Jesus loved. Now you see the picture of Christ loving His church. This is the picture of how the Lord loves us. We are the ones in His bosom. So this is another example of how do we anchor, what is love in the eyes of God. The relationship starts with God loving the Son. And then the Son loving the church. And so, as we talked about this principle of first mention, so we said that John is the gospel that speaks most about love. So then the question is, where does the word love first appear in the Gospel of John? That should give us some light as well. In John chapter 5, verse 42. John 5, 42. But I know you that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. Isn't it interesting? The Lord said, the first time this word love appears in John is, I know you that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. So why is it hard to love? Because the Lord tells us, because we do not have love. That's what we need to understand first. That we do not have love. Now, in the New Testament, there are two Greek words for the word love. One is agape, and one is phileo. Agape is the love of God. Phileo is human affection or human love. Or a love from friendships. So you have the word Philadelphia. It's the city of brotherly love. So philanthropy is when you give money to different charities. So here the Lord says, I know you that you do not have agape in yourselves. So how is it that we are to love then? And so now we know that apart from God, there is no agape. So what does that tell us? That we are then left with just phileo. So then the Lord says, well, how do we love Him then? Because if we don't have it, then what are we supposed to do? But we thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus now lives in our heart. Now, from the beginning, 从起初, when we were in the Garden of Eden,
我们还在伊甸园,
God's desire was man would partake of the tree of life.
神的心愿是人能够, 吃那,
that was that is the life of God Himself.
那就是神自己的生命,
and then if we partook of that fruit of the tree of life,
我们如果领受了那个生命树的果子呢,
then his life would dwell in us.
那他的生命就会在我们里面,
now man would know how to because our spirits would yield to the Holy Spirit.
这样子人的灵就会回应神的灵,
then we would know how to control our souls.
这样我们就知道如何能够 管制我们的魂,
our mind,
我们的思想,
our will,
我们的意念, 我们的,
and in this context, our emotions.
然后我们在这个底下,
so, we would know to love God.
我们就知道爱神,
we would know to love one another.
我们也知道能够彼此相爱,
we would know to hate sin.
我们也知道要
but we know that when we partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
可是当我们领受了那知识善恶树呢,
we decided that we don't need God.
我们决定了我们不需要神,
we know how to think, we know how to decide, we know how to love or hate.
我们知道自己如何去思想, 如何自己去爱,
but when our spirits died,
可是当我们临死,
we lost that connection with heaven.
我们就跟天的关系,
and so from that point on,
所以从那个时候,
then based on ourselves,
按照我们自己,
we hate God,
我们恨神,
and we love sin.
我们就爱罪恶,
our complete perspective was lost. But we thank God that our Lord Jesus came to become our life. He not only died on the cross to shed his blood so that our sins could be forgiven, but he has given us his life. So now our spirits have been quickened. Now we can allow his life to fill our lives. Now we don't have love, but we thank God. Thank him that his life has love.
可是我们感谢主,
his life is full of agape.
他的生命是满有了这个神的爱。
So that's why the Lord Jesus said,
所以主耶稣说,
John chapter 15,
约翰福音第15章,
and verse 9-10.
第九跟第十节,
just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments and you abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
我爱你们正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令,就常在我的爱里。正如我遵守了我父的命令,常在他的爱里。
And then, we should have read the verse before. My Father is glorified with this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
约翰福音十五章第八节。约翰福音十五章第八节。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
And so the Lord teaches us that in order, how do we love him?
所以我们主教导我们如何来爱他呢?
Two things.
两件事,
one is keep his commandments.
第一件就是遵守他的命令,
and the second is abide in my love.
第二就是住在他的爱里。
So what does it mean to abide in his love?
什么叫做住在他的爱里?
It means to be in his presence.
意思就是在他的同在,
to have fellowship with him.
跟他有交通,
and then to allow his life to flow through us.
让他的生命能够, 冲过我们流出来,
and then that, as his life flows through us, then we know how to love God.
当他的生命能够从我们里面流出来，我们就知道如何来爱他。Then
we know how to keep his commandments.
我们就知道如何遵守他的命令。When
we abide in him, we can hear his commandments.
当我们住在他里头，我们能够遵守他的命令。In
other words, when we walk in the Spirit, we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
当我们顺着灵行，我们能够听到圣灵的声音。
So that is when we can obey his commandments.
那时候我们能够遵守他的命令。
And then we can learn how to love him.
我们也能够学习如何来爱他。
When you love someone, you spend time with them, right?
当你爱一个人的时候，你会跟他花时间在一起。
So we should spend time communing with him.
所以我们应当花时间。
We pray to him. We read his word. It's very simple. He answers through his word. He leads us by the still small voice within. As we walk in the Spirit, now we see the love of God growing in us. So just as our Lord Jesus abided in his Father, He spent so much time with the Father. He said, I do nothing on my own initiative. Whatever I see my Father do, I do. And he proved he loved his Father. Because he was willing to do the will of the Father. And do you remember that verse in Hebrews? Chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
For
me, I think this verse is one of the most enlightening verses when it comes to describe the love of Christ for his Father.
我觉得当我们思想就是主耶稣他对父的爱的时候，这一节特别的给我亮光。Now,
the cross was before him.
十字架在他的前面。But
here it says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
可是他说呢，因他摆在前面的喜乐。
I don't know about you, but if I had to face the cross, it's very hard to have joy.
我不知道你感觉如何，可是如果我需要面对那十字架的话，我想是非常痛苦的。
Now recently, I got a new boss.
最近呢，我有一个新的老板。And
he's really tough.
他非常的严厉。He's
not very nice.
他不是非常的温和。And
I must say, I don't go to work every day. It's like, oh wow, I'm gonna see my boss again.
我每一天上班，我都会想到说，哦，我又需要见我的老板。Now
on the one hand, I know he's from the Lord.
我知道他是属神的。But
somehow, for the joy, the Lord had the cross before him.
可是主呢，在他前面有十字架。But
he said, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
可是他说，因那摆在前面的喜乐，他忍受了十字架。I
think there are two aspects to this word, joy.
我觉得这个喜乐这里有两方面。I
think on the one hand, he loved to do the Father's will.
一方面，他是非常乐意去行神的旨意。Because
he loved his Father.
因为他是爱父。He
knew it pleased the Father for him to embrace the cross.
他知道他如果拥抱十字架会让父亲喜乐。He
knew this was the will of God.
他知道这是神的旨意。So
he had this joy of doing the will of God.
所以他行神的旨意，他非常的。But
on the other hand, I also think this joy has to do with the fact that our Lord saw the end of his work.
可是我相信另一方面，这个喜乐也是主他看到了他最后的那个工作。He
saw you and I.
他看到了你和我。Because
he loved us.
因为他爱我。He
wanted to bring many sons to glory.
他愿意把许多众子带到国度里。He
was willing to pay that price.
他愿意付那个代价。Because
he wanted to bring many sons to glory.
因为他愿意把众子带到荣耀里。
But it's just, You know, it's such a wonderful picture of His love towards us.
弟兄姐妹, 这是何等一个图画, 让我们看见他对我们的爱,
that it brought joy to Him.
这也让他得到喜乐,
it didn't matter the cost.
这不论他的代价何等大,
so, this is agape, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹, 这就是神的爱。
So this is what the Lord said. Abide in my love. Abide in my love.
所以主说, 要住在我的爱中,
we are to keep His commandments.
我们要遵守他的命令,
so He is our best example.
所以他真是我们最好的例子,
how He abided in the Father.
他如何住在父里,
how He loved the Father's will.
他如何爱父的旨意,
how He, it brought joy for Him to do the Father's will.
他行天父的旨意,
but because he abided in the Father, He knew that the cross was His destiny.
因为他住在父里, 他知道那个十字架是他的,
So on the one hand, we know this is how we are to love Him.
所以一方面我们知道我们要这样子爱他,
but we said this is not the only relationship of love.
可是这并不是这个, 爱的关系唯一的关系。
In Mark chapter 12,
马可福音的十二章,
Verse 28 to 31. One of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that he had answered them well, asked him, "What commandment is the foremost of all?" Jesus answered, "The foremost is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment, there's no commandment greater than these."
有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答的好，就问他说：“诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？”耶稣回答说：“第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的。”
Now, of course, the first part, we know, of course, we have to love God.
第一方面我们知道我们当然要爱神。
But then there's the second commandment, which is you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
可是有第二个部分就是你要爱人如己。
You know, that's impossible, right?
我们知道这是不可能的。
Now, we know since we're very young, we love ourselves.
我们知道我们从小就是
above all. You just have to think about this. Let's say you're part of a group picture. With 50 people. Who are you going to see first in that picture? You're going to notice yourself first, right? It doesn't matter how everybody else looks, as long as you look good. Because we love ourselves. This is our natural love. We love ourselves. But here it says you are to love your neighbor as yourself. But we know it's hard. We know it's impossible. Because God already told us you do not have the love of God in yourself. Now we have natural love. We have phileo. And however, that phileo is limited. Now, in the Gospel of John chapter 2, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And remember that the wine gave out? And the mother of Jesus said they didn't have no more wine. And then we know that the Lord turned water into wine. So we know that this was an illustration of our own natural love.
我们知道这个就让我们看见了我们自己自然的爱的表现。
We know that one day that wine will give out.
有一天那个酒会用尽。
Now when we're young and maybe a young couple as they fall in love.
有当你年轻的时候。或者是年轻的夫妇，他们彼此相爱。
Now it's wonderful in the beginning.
在开始的时候都非常美好。
And you've heard the jokes, right?
你有听过一些笑话吧
？That relationship between a man and a woman.
就是男人跟女人的关系。
Now before the marriage, the woman speaks and the man listens.
在结婚以前，那个女人说话，男人就聆听。
And after they get married during the honeymoon, the man speaks and the woman listens.
在度蜜月的时候，男的说话，女的聆听。
And then, but however, afterwards,
可是之后呢
？Both speak loudly and the neighbors hear.
之后两个人都很大声的说话，然后邻居呢听到。
So you know.This love will eventually give out.
所以总有一天这个爱会被用尽。
So this is phileo.
所以这个是人的爱。
So, however, the Lord says this.
主说呢
？In John 13:34-35.
在约翰福音的十三章三十四、三十五节。
And let's read there.
我们可以读一下。
John 13:34-35.
十三章三十四、三十五节。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
But here, the word the Lord uses is agape.
在这里主用的字是那神的爱。
A new commandment I give to you that you agape one another, even as I have agaped you, that you also agape one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have agape for one another.
在这里他用的，他说我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此用神的爱相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，这个就是用神的爱相爱，使众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So now you found the secret.
所以你看见了这个秘密。
It is that we are only able to love one another with God's love.
就是我们只能够用神的爱来彼此相爱。
So that is the secret of how we to love one another.
所以这就是我们如何能够彼此相爱。
That should also be the secret of how we are to keep our marriages together.
这也是我们婚姻如何能够持久的一个秘密。
Because we will discover that our natural love will go away.
因为我们会发现我们的自然的爱会用尽。
But then we need the Lord to turn what's something already as bland as water into wine again.
可是我们需要神把我们这样子平淡无奇的水变成酒。
And that wine will be better.
那一个酒会是上好的。
Our own natural phileo is selfish.
我们自然的人的爱是自私的。
We have expectations.
我们有一些盼望。
It's self-centered.
是自我中心的。
But brothers and sisters, agape.
弟兄姐妹，
是神的爱。Is a self-sacrificing love.
乃是一个自我牺牲的爱。
In John 15:12-23, this is my commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends.
在约翰福音十五章的第十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
So, God's love is a self-sacrificing love.
所以神的爱是一个自我牺牲的爱。
That love requires the work of the cross.
那一个爱是需要。十字架的工作
It requires us to deny ourselves.
需要我们自己舍己。
Now, it's very natural for us to try to exert ourselves.
我们很容易就会自己来工作。
From when we're young,
从我们小的时候
we're taught to stand up.
我们就被教导要自己站起来。
To be the number one in class.
我们在班上要做第一名。
We have to stand out to get a good job.
我们需要站起来, 我们就有一个好工作。
And it makes us feel good.
让我们心中感到很舒服。
When I get a promotion.
当我被升职的时候,
now I can manage a bunch of people.
我就能够管许多人。
Now they have to listen to me.
他们就需要听我的话。
Makes me feel so good.
让我觉得很高兴。
Makes me feel powerful.
让我觉得我很有权威。
Makes me feel, oh, I'm smarter than a bunch of people.
让我觉得我比许多人都聪明。
That's our natural life.
这是我们自然的身。
That's our natural soul life.
这是我们自然的魂。
But brothers and sisters,
可是弟兄姐妹,
in order for us to follow the Lord,
我们如果要跟随主的话,
in order to love, learn to love one another,
我们如果要学习如何彼此相爱,
we need to deny ourselves.
我们需要舍己,
take up the cross,
背起十字架,
and follow the Lord.
跟随主,
so that love is a self-sacrificing love.
那个爱是一个自我牺牲的爱。
So, you know, every time you go to a wedding, people like to quote 1 Corinthians 13.
去那个婚礼的时候, 许多人喜欢, 用哥林多前书13章,
why don't we read it?
我们可以读一下,
1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 8.
哥林多前书13章4到8节。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, is not arrogant.
爱是恒久忍耐,又有恩慈,爱是不嫉妒,爱是不自夸,不张狂。
But brothers and sisters, this word love here is agape.
可是弟兄姐妹,在这里这个爱呢,是神的爱那个词。
Agape is patient, agape is kind, and is not jealous. Agape does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Agape never fails.
所以他说神的爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。神的爱是不嫉妒,神的爱不自夸,不张狂,不做害羞的事,不求自己的益处,不轻易发怒,不计算人的恶。 不喜欢不义,只喜欢真理,凡事包容,凡事相信,凡事盼望,凡事忍耐,神的爱是永不止息。So
brothers and sisters, now you see, you can apply it to any wedding, even for unbelievers, but for them it would be impossible.
所以弟兄姐妹,看见你也可以在不信的人的婚礼上用,可是对他们来说是不可能的。Because
the only way, the only love that manifests these things is God's love.
因为唯一能够彰显这些事的就是神的爱。
And so even when Paul says, husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, he says, husbands, agape your wives.
就是保罗他说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。 他那里意思就是你们丈夫做丈夫的要用神的爱爱你们的妻子。So
brothers and sisters, this is even true in that relationship.
所以在这样子的关系里头也是真的。We
already said phileo will run out.
我们已经讲到, 人的爱是会用尽的。But
even husbands need to agape their wives.
可是丈夫也需要用神的爱来爱妻子。That's
the only self-sacrificing love.
那个是唯一的,
and and then Paul goes on to say, then wives be submissive to your husbands.
然后保罗说,
now when the husband loves the wife,
当丈夫爱妻子的时候,
just as Christ loved the church,
就如同基督爱教会,
that means he lays down his life for his wife.
就是说他把他的暗命,
and under those circumstances,
在这个情况底下,
then the husband earns the respect of the wife.
那个丈夫就得到了,
it's not to say, oh, I am the husband, you are the wife.
他不是说, oh, 我是丈夫, 你是妻子,
I am the head, you are the body.
我是那个头, 你是那个身体,
you listen to me.
你要听我的话,
that's positional authority.
这是好像, 地位上的一个人柄。
Yeah, and so that's the same thing in the church. I'm responsible. You're nobody. You have to listen to me. But brothers and sisters, this is exactly opposite to the agape. Now, the kings of this world, they rule with fear. Now, as much as I said my boss is really tough, I dare not say too much because he has all the power to fire me. So in some ways, he can say whatever he wants. Until I find a different job, I have to listen to him. But isn't this true of this world? Look at the kings of this world. Maybe not just kings. Today you have equivalent dictators. You dare not say certain things in front of them. Because then you'll disappear. Right? Isn't that the way? But brothers and sisters, do you remember David? How did he reign? He reigned with love. He told when he was about to fight Goliath. He told them that when I was watching my sheep. When the bear would come or the lion would come, I would go fight them. So think about it. If I were watching the sheep and the lion came, I would run away. It's just some dumb sheep anyway, right? But here David was willing to lay down his life for his sheep. David was willing to fight Goliath. Because he loved God's people. He said, it didn't matter if I die. He was willing to lay down his life for his sheep. And so, brothers, this is a picture of our Lord Jesus. Who was willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Brothers, this is agape. Now, what is, that's why the Lord said, if you want to be first, you have to be last, and servant of all. How do you earn the respect of brothers and sisters? That's true. All of that in the Bible. So how do the elders become elders? Because they lay down their lives. What are deacons in the Bible? Deacons is just the word servant. Because they serve more. Then the Lord allows them to serve even more. The elders, because they lay down their lives. They allow the life of Christ to mature. So they have been given that place to oversee the saints. So that the world is positional authority. But in the church, the ones that have the most authority are those that love the most. So even in the world, the best leaders are those that inspire the people that work for them. Isn't that true? Even your place of work, if you have a good leader, wow, he inspires me. I want to work for him. I want to work for her. Because he cares about me. He genuinely wants the good for me. So that is the principle of love. But brothers and sisters, the reality of it comes from agape. So, brothers and sisters, how are we to love one another?
所以弟兄姐妹,
we need to lay down our lives for each other. If we want to be first, we need to be last of all and servant of all. So the Lord Jesus, remember it in John chapter
13?
When they came to eat together, he sent away the servant girl. And then he washed the disciples' feet. He said, I came to serve as your example. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
And so, the Lord, he had a prayer right before he was going to go to the cross. He prayed that they may be one just as we are one.
他就祷告说,就如同我和父是合一,他们也能够合一。
The sad tragedy is that today there's over 40,000 denominations.
今天有一个悲剧就是有超过4万个宗派。
So you see, that is a result of man's failure.
这真是因为人的堕落的造成。
But brothers and sisters, if we really agape one another,
可是弟兄姐妹,如果我们真的用神的爱,
and really saw each other as more important than ourselves,
如果我们都能够个人看彼此比,别人比自己强,
that would not be the case. Because it says, love never fails.
因为他说,
but our love fails.
可是我们的爱会流用尽,
but his love does not fail. So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐,
how are we to love one another?
我们应当如何彼此相爱?
We need agape.
我们需要神的爱,
we need to abide in him.
我们需要能够住在他,
we need to walk in the Spirit.
我们能够行在圣灵里,
the more we love him, the more we love one another. Now I remember a few weeks back we attended a wedding shower.
我还记得前几个礼拜我们参加了一个这个婚礼的一个庆祝。
And brothers and sisters, big picture they always drew was this triangle.
所以他们喜欢用一个就是一个三角形的形状。
They said if a couple, the more they love the Lord, the more they're closer to each other.
他们说一个这个男女，他们更多爱神的时候呢，这个他们自己彼此的距离也就越近。But
brothers, that's also true for us loving our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们爱彼此弟兄姐妹当中也是一样。The
more we love the Lord, the more we will learn to love one another. I will just leave you with one more passage in John chapter
21.
Now John chapter 21 was after the Lord resurrected. Now, before he went to the cross, Peter denied him three times.
在他去十字架之前,
Now, we know that Peter said, Lord, I will never forsake you. Peter was so confident in his own love for the Lord. He was so confident in his phileo for the Lord. But he didn't realize that at the end of the day, he was protecting himself.
发生的时候,
he loved him much more than the Lord. That's why he denied him, right?
所以他才被,
so here the Lord brought wanted to bring Peter back.
所以在这里, 就是主耶稣他就恢复,
in John chapter 21, verse 15-17. And I'll read the verses, but I'll use the Greek word for the word love that the Lord used.
我会读这段，可是我会用那个希腊文来读那个爱这个词。
And what Peter used.
然后也读就是彼得用的爱。
It says, so when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love agape me more than these?
他们吃完了早饭,耶稣对西门彼得说,约翰的儿子西门,你用神的爱爱我比这些更深吗?
He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you.
彼得说,主啊,是的,你知道我用人的爱来爱你。
He said to him, tend my lambs.
耶稣对他说,你喂养我的小羊。
He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you agape me?
耶稣第二次又对他说,约翰的儿子西门,你用神的爱爱我吗?
He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you.
彼得说,主啊,是的,你知道我用人的爱爱你。
He said to him, shepherd my sheep.
耶稣说,你牧养我的羊。
He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you phileo me?
第三次对他说,约翰的儿子西门,你用人的爱爱我吗?
Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I phileo you.
彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗?就忧愁对耶稣说,主啊,你是无所不知的。你知道我用人的爱爱你。Jesus
said to him, tend my sheep.
耶稣说,你喂养我的羊。Now,
the Lord brought Peter to a point where he realized, you do not have the agape in you.
主耶稣他把彼得带到一个地步，让他认识到他自己里面没有agape，没有神的爱。
Now, as much as you think your phileo is wonderful,
你或许认为你的里面的人的爱很大。
Peter realized that he could not love the Lord.
彼得发现他没有办法好爱主。
And then at that moment was when the Lord says to tend my lambs and tend my sheep.
所以那个时候主就跟他说你要喂养我的小羊，牧养我的。Because
now, then Peter would realize that only by the love of God would he be able to take care of God's sheep.
这个时候彼得他才认识到唯有借着神的爱他才能够喂养他的羊。So,
brothers and sisters, this is a safe place to be.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是一个很安全的地方。
To realize we do not have the love.
我们要认识我们没有神的爱。
That will make us depend on the Lord.
这就让我们能够依靠主。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
And the love of God needs to grow in us.
神的爱需要从我们里面生长。
And it starts with us abiding in Him.
这是需要我们住在他里面来开始。
We need His love to fill us.
我们需要他的爱充满我们。
Now, remember, John and James, they were called the sons of thunder.
你还记得约翰跟雅各他们叫做雷子。Remember
they came to Samaria and John said, should we send a fire from heaven to burn them?
他们在撒玛利亚的时候,这个约翰就说,我们是不是应该从天上叫火下来烧死他们。And
then the Lord said, you do not know what spirit you have.
那主就跟他们说,你们不知道你们的灵是如何。But
can you believe the son of thunder?
所以你可以想象那个雷子,
full of wrath.
是满有羞
，full of anger，
满有愤怒
，became the apostle of love，
却成为了一个爱的使徒
，because he realized he was the one in the bosom of the Lord Jesus。
因为他认识到他是在那主怀里的门徒
，because he was touched by the love of God。
哦，他被神的爱摸着。
He said, "How can we not love, since we have been loved by the Father?"
哦，我们已经被父的爱爱了。
The Lord let us love one another.
所以，亲爱的，我们能够彼此相爱。
And then we know that love comes from God.
我们知道这个爱是从神来的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，May we like John.
所以愿意我们像约翰一样
，learn that lesson.
我们也可以学到这个功课。
And like Peter, learn that lesson.
也像彼得一样学这个功课。
So that in these last days.
所以在这末后的时候
that the Lord's prayer may be answered.
所以我们的祷告神可以听。
We don't have control over all 40,000 denominations.
我们当然不能够管制这么超过四万个宗派。
But wherever the Lord has put us,
不过不论神把我们摆在哪里
in our families,
在我们的家庭里
in our gathering here,
在我们的聚会当中
Then we may learn to love one another.
We need
to first realize we do not have that love in us.
Our
phileo is going to give out. But the only way is through his agape. Let us bow with a word of prayer. Lord, we give you thanks for this time.Lord, we entrust these words back into your hands. Or maybe we've heard these words many times before. But may you stir our hearts. Lord, somehow once again touch us with your love. Like John, Lord, who became the apostle of love. Because he realized how much you loved him. Lord, we thank you. You love us so much. You laid down your life for us. Lord, may we also...be willing to lay down our lives for one another. To see each other as more important than ourselves. Lord, we give you thanks. And trust ourselves to you. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.